name is Sawgrass, MRRPC Revised Landscape Plan on Old Landing Road.
This is a revised landscape plan for the Sawgrass MRRPC, the revisions for a new ornamental pond with a mix of trees that would be spaced at 50 to 70 foot intervals. The previous approved plan showed Leland cypress trees in this area. The ornamental pond is to help alleviate a drainage problem along the swale along Old Landing Road. And I received emails from DelDOT and the Sussex Conservation District that they both support the revision, and I provided you a copy of the site plan. This is the only area where these type of low-lying trees would be. The rest of the site will still contain the Leland cypress.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Sawgrass MRRPC Revised Landscape Plan off Old Landing Road, my motion is for approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised landscape plan on Old Landing Road for Sawgrass MRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, switching back to old business, we have two items of old business. The first one being subdivision 2013-1, Boardwalk Development LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2013-1 for Boardwalk Development LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, a subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It is also in an area that is developed with other subdivisions, including Bay Ridge Woods, Angola by the Bay, Angola Beach and Estates, to name a few. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Five, I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it maximizes the open space within the development. 47% of the acreage will be maintained as open space. Six, the design addresses the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Seven, the subdivision will have no more than 35 lots on 17.52 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Eight, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 35 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all DelDOT's requirements, and an area for a potential school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, the developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. H, sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. In addition, walking trails will be provided throughout the subdivision and shall be shown on the final site plan. I, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance and designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. J, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. K, the restrictive covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice, wetland, and hunting notice. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2013-1 Boardwalk Development for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry.